Back from recess, and we are next on the agenda would be the Board of Equalization.
So last few weeks ago, whenever it was, we were talking about trying to come up with a solution to handle how we can accomplish what the Board of Equalization was intending to do. So after talking with Frank and Pat, they both said that we need to reconvene, and we can pursuant to 138.100 subsection 2, and that's to reconvene for the purpose of considering and correcting erroneous assessments and clerical errors. So we just need to set up a time for the BOE to meet again, and then we'll get language to Ms. Neely as far as what the agenda is going to say and how it needs to be put out there. So that's mainly why it was on the agenda today, was just to quote that statute and to let everybody know that we would be probably reconvening once we get the board back together.
Mr. Chairman, could I speak?
Sure.
I laid each of you. I thought this was going to be a BOE meeting. There's an extra couple up there, but I wrote out a statement I'd like to read to you.
I really don't want to hear it. Do you, Dan?
Not that we come into a BOE meeting. Is that what you
I say if this was intended for the BOE, then
I've asked the chairman of the county commission if I could read this statement, is what I'm asking. If you don't want me to read it, it's fine. It's sitting before you.
I don't have a problem with you reading it.
Okay. Again, I wrote this thinking that I would be speaking to the BOE. It says, this BOE has run with the idea that you should not allow a change in value to properties without viewing them. I don't think this idea holds water. The real issue, I believe, is something altogether different. Many assessors in many counties have changed values at different times without visiting properties. It is not an uncommon practice. If this issue was truly about visiting the property before making a change, why did the BOE not attempt to remove the 5% increase on commercial and ag properties? Some would argue this is discrimination. Also, the BOE has made over 300 decisions on properties without visiting them. How does this add up? If you want the assessor to visit properties, shouldn't the BOE do the same? As I have said before, the BOE and assessor have the same responsibility. That is to provide uniform, true market values to properties over the whole county. I have presented evidence before showing that assessments as a whole are not up to their real value. It would be great if we didn't have to raise any values, but in order to do our job, it is going to take some of that. You can read 138.050, and it talks about the BOE raising values when necessary. Property owners have been notified of increases and given opportunity to appeal. And as you guys know, a number of them have. If you carry through with removing the 5% increase on residential properties, I think you will be working against equalization of assessments in the county. Appreciate you listening to me. If you had questions, I'd be happy to try to answer.
I'd love to respond to all of this. We can't because we're not in Board of Equalization, and by doing so, we'd be violating the Sunshine Law. We cannot listen to this because you're asking for BOE decisions, not County Commission decisions. No. That's why I requested we not listen to it to begin with. So we cannot respond to it. At least I won't.
I'm sorry I wasn't clear. I thought I was speaking to the County Commission. And I'm speaking to you.
But you're asking us. But you're asking us to respond as BOE.
No, I'm not asking you to respond at all. I'm just reading the statement of what I believe. I didn't ask you for any comment.
You just
offered
asked
to answer questions.
Okay, sir.
I mean, each one of you sit on the BOE. If you don't want to hear it,
no, we can hear it. You know that we can't respond to it here. And we've got a room full of people that probably want me to respond to it. But guess what? I can't, and you know that.
Why is it that you...
Because my answers would be...
You can't talk about assessments. I mean, you talk about assessments when the assessor comes before
Chuck,
you.
We're on here for Board of Equalization, for us to discuss that when we can go back into session. That's it.
And I talked to this county commission numerous times about assessments. And you all talked to me. I don't know why you're all upset about me bringing this before you.
You talk to us about assessments during court orders and during... Okay, Chuck.
We establish meetings. I've come before you before, Brandon, over assessment issues to the county commission. That's what's happening right here today. We have folks that are listening. I mean, they expected, I believe, from the looks of the paper, for the BOE to meet and take an action.
The BOE took an action a long time ago.
The paper must have been misinformed because they've produced the idea that you all were going to meet as a BOE today.
They also said that I made the motion. It was Mr. Kerbel that made the motion. So some stuff does get mixed up, yes.
We're in 100% agreement. Thank you.
I think that we'll... the next thing we'll be doing is posting for BOE, and then we will reconvene.
Yep.
Randy, you told me Frank Potter was going to be here to discuss something.
He's not going to be here till 6 o'clock to handle an issue that is with the alderman of Forsyth.
Okay. Misunderstood when you said he was going to be here to talk to me in BOE.
No, I said you could ask him a question later on if you'd like. I love how you guys are doing this.
Hey, we don't have any game.
No.
We love how you're doing it, Brandon.
You're doing
good
what?
Coffee. Well, you've produced a meeting, and you've got it in the newspaper that y'all are meeting about this. I mean, if you weren't doing that, why didn't you let the clerk and the assessor and some folks know what you were up to?
And I immediately contacted your office to ask that the other Board of Equalization members have been notified, and your staff said
yes. What I was told is you can't, it doesn't matter.
I didn't come to your office.
Mr. Chairman, go ahead and continue, please.
I don't have anything further, so.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.